welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you are able to join me as we share the good things of the Lord. This ministry, from its inception, has had a slogan, the whole Word, for the whole man to the whole world. And we continue to emphasize the importance of the Word of God. Why is it so important? Well, it's the foundation of our faith. Jesus is the living Word. He is called the Word of God in the Scriptures. And it is in the Word of God that we have instruction and a revelation of God's righteousness, that we who are the children of God can understand and partake of the exceeding great and precious promises that have been given to us, our eternal inheritance, the marvels of redemption. All this is contained in the Word of God. And I'll never cease to preach the truths of the Word of God, or to find delight and rejoicing in God's heart toward us. And you know, until we have a revelation, we'll miss the whole point of the Bible. Many people, unsaved people, can read the Word of God and it doesn't make sense. They don't understand, because the Spirit of God is that person, that agency who gives illumination and revelation to the Word. And what is the whole point of the Bible? Well, it's really quite simple. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth is, that is what Paul preached, Christ and Him crucified. That was his whole message. And if we can just understand this, if we can get a hold of this, this is the culmination of the focal point of Genesis to the cross, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Romans talks about when our acquittal was secure, everything had been restored. We know in the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell, God said back in Genesis, I'm going to get it back. I have a plan of salvation in effect. And on resurrection morning, He got it back. So to simplify things, just remember that the focal point of all the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we're living in a very critical time for the church. Think of it this way. We're the answer to many people's prayers around the world. And you could say, well, Sister Glass, I'm nobody. You're a child of God. And if you never leave your neighborhood, your prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man avail much. Your prayers can affect world situations, what's going on in the nations of the world, the condition of the saints. Oh, beloved, you do not realize how important a part you play in God's end time plan. Hallelujah. We're not living in ordinary times. We're not an ordinary people. This is not an ordinary year. God has said the people that know their God are going to do great exploits in the earth. Not just because it's God's time. God is raising up a people in this earth who have dared to believe the Word of God. In Luke, it describes Jesus picking up the scroll of Isaiah, and He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Today, this is fulfilled in your ears. And He was addressing the Jewish religious leaders of his day, and He was saying, I am the Messiah. I am here. I'm the rightful heir to the throne of David. And that's what made them so angry. The Apostle Paul, he presented this over and over, that Jesus really was the Messiah that was to come. Romans, the 4th chapter, talks about a new way of looking at things. And you know, today, sometimes I felt greed to my heart as we hear so many different things that are being taught in pulpits. So many winds of doctrine are blowing. How can we judge the truth? Sometimes I've felt for new Christians, new babes in Christ who are eager to learn, who desire the sincere milk of the word, sometimes it can be so confusing. They listen to one broadcast, they listen to one telecast, and one thing's being said, and then in another place they hear something totally contradictory, something different. So how can we believe? Well, let me simplify things for you, beloved. The way we can judge every doctrine that is preached today is through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Has it been finished? Jesus said on the cross, he said, it is finished. But it's important we don't judge people or ministries, but doctrine, what is being said. A lot of voices are being raised up today. And in many cases, they're not looking at the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not seeing through this new way of seeing things that Romans talks about. You know, it's interesting that God calls Abraham the father of the faith. Let's look at this for a little bit. What did he believe? What did Abraham believe? So if we're his children, we can believe the same thing. Shouldn't we believe the same thing if we are his children? Well, as Paul was talking to the Galatian church and in the third chapter, there was a problem. There were false brethren who called themselves Christians, but they began to undermine the truth of the gospel. They didn't walk according to the truth. And this was the Gentile church, and Paul was speaking very sternly to them. He presented the whole package, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. This is what Jesus did. But the Judaizer wanted to take them back under Jewish law. You know, you've received Christ, but, well, that's not enough. If you just add something to the work of Christ, beloved, you just create a religion. And that has been the problem historically for generations, for hundreds of years. We have polluted the simplicity and the truth of the gospel. And Paul has brought them out of shadow into reality. The Old Testament, which was dealing with Israel, was a type and a shadow of good things to come. But beloved, today we don't deal with shadows. We deal with reality. We need to look at Scripture in context. As the real became closer to the time that Jesus was born, well, when Jesus came on the scene of this earth, he brought reality. Is it grace and truth and reality? Well, that's what came with Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, the new birth is real. There's it's an entirely different experience. We move from death to life. What do we need today? So many talk about the moving of the Spirit of God. Do we need a great moving of the Spirit of God to get us to move and or to revive us? Or do we have to have a people who have a revelation of what Jesus did? Recently, I was hearing an old message, and a minister was saying, you know, we go to services, we go to conferences, and we expect the preacher, the minister, the man or the woman of God to kind of stir us up and excite us and get us stirred. But the problem is we haven't seen results, is that we want someone else to do it for us, and each one of us need to take personal responsibility before God to stir ourselves. And if you do that, you won't be able to keep yourself quiet, because something will be working on the inside of you as you see the Lord Jesus Christ revealed in the Scriptures. He stands before us as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All authority has been given to him. And he said, I will anoint you as my ambassadors. The same works that I've done, you will do, and even greater works. I love to read the book of Acts because it talks about the early church, and with great power, they gave witness of his resurrection. And, you know, I don't believe God has changed any. We need to give witness of his resurrection. If Christ hadn't died and raised from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. But Jesus, hallelujah, is alive. Hallelujah. Paul addresses the Galatians because the way they were going, they were short-circuiting the great work of Christ and the power of God. And God is not obligated to do what you believe. He's only obligated to do what he said he'd do in his word. And if you believe his word, he's faithful to his word. If it's not in his word, just because you believe it doesn't make it the word of God. But these Galatians, they were about to short circuit the power of God. And Paul asked them, receive ye the Spirit by the work of the law or grace, or by the hearing of faith? Great miracles occur just by preaching that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that truth, that principle has not changed. Beloved, the good news is simple. The message of the gospel is simple. Jesus was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. This is the culmination of all scripture. Prophecy culminates and has its greatest fulfillment in the person of the Lord Jesus. We need to focus on all that God has done in the Old and New Testaments. Jesus Christ paid the price to redeem mankind. What we need today is the voice of redemption. Let the redeemed say so. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, he's made me rich because of what God has done. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Why is Paul talking to the Gentiles about Abraham? Think about that for a moment. They don't know who he is. Later on, he talks about being redeemed from the curse. Well, they're Gentiles. Unless you go through history and they were told all about what God did with Israel, how would they know about the curse? The question is, why is he addressing something about Abraham? Had somebody said, we're of Abraham, we've got a corner on God, well, those Judaizers were trying to bring them under Jewish law. Evidently, they had knowledge. Paul knows they've had some kind of information. You know, the Jews said, well, we're special because we're Abraham's seed. Now you've got to go back under these laws, under these principles. But beloved, if we're of faith, we are the children of Abraham. God said he would justify the heathen through faith. The gospel was preached to Abraham beforehand. What does that mean? That means when he said, by you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, they shall bless themselves. What was it that Abraham believed? It was the gospel. What he saw was Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. His faith was placed in that. His faith was not a separate faith. That's why he was called and is called the father of the faithful. Praise God. Well, I could go on more, but I see my time is drawing to a close and I need to bring this broadcast to a conclusion. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our mailing address. Also, if you'd like to request that prophetic tape of Brother Glass, a brother writes from Castro Valley that it sounds as if it could have been delivered today. It was such a blessing to him, even though it was delivered probably 15 years ago. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.